This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wow, we just got to shake off that combo. That was wild. Like, not bad or good, just like a, you know, just a totally different energy.
All three of us with some depth and vulnerability, like, accessed.
Yeah. God damn, for real. I mean, honestly, it felt good. Like, I'm happy we did it, but also, it's a weird segue.
Yeah.
Well, are we ready to have some fun now?
Yeah.
Let's do it, boys.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Tens. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Oh, welcome back to another episode of The Podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, The Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Oh, all right. We're back in action. The top left square, beaming in from All City. Goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Welcome back to another episode of fun-filled happiness and light subject matter. The boys had a wild talk before this one started. What's up, everybody? Pumped to cast. Let's do it.
Down there in the bottom square, beaming in from Palm Springs, Matt Comer, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Man, I feel good. We laughed a lot during that. It was real, but there was part of it that was fun the whole time. That was great. True. Love you, boys.
And disclosure, don't... Please email us. Don't email us what we're talking about. We can't say.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not a chance, dude.
It's in the vault.
Right.
It was a fun chat, though.
It was. Well, I mean, you know,
cathartic is the word I was looking for. Fun, yes. Was not right. Cathartic.
Yeah. Well, you say it all the time, and we forget too. It's got a nice, like, and here's a little behind the scenes. Like, yeah, we just spent about a half hour having a real serious talk about stuff in everybody's lives, but also, like, besides doing the podcast, like, obviously it's awesome. Everybody listens, but it's also nice for the three of us to get together. So like every once in a while, the boys are just the boys before we actually start casting.
Yeah, yeah, seriously. And it wasn't like a bad talk. It was like just us bitching about our lives, basically.
Just bitching about our lives and trying to figure out the next 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, though, things like that, man, I feel like that's what people are missing kind of in today's society. Like, it's just so relatable. Like, just hearing both of your guys' pain, like, I feel better, truly. And sharing some of mine also was helpful, you know?
Well, it's tough, too. I mean, we could talk about, like, that part of it. It's tough, too, is I feel like sometimes people only, like, you know, like this, like, we were just sitting here. We can all see each other. We're over Zoom. But it's like, we're actually talking, right? Mm-hmm. We're not out at a restaurant. We're not at an event. There's not something else going on. I think that's what's tough for people too, is outside of phone calls, it's tough to really stop down and you know, just spend time with a couple of people. I mean, you know, people get busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I feel like life is getting busier for like the average American. And I don't feel like phones help that. You know, like technology was supposed to set us free. This is like, God, I almost don't want to say this on a recording. This was like the Unabomber's whole thing. He's like, technology is actually enslaving us. And I'm like, I was about to say it. And I was like, oh, my God, he's kind of right. But yeah, because you're just, there's always emails and texts and whatever you got to get back to, you know? Wow.
I mean, go ahead, Matt.
I read that guy's manifesto and I wasn't like, this guy's crazy the whole time. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, he was crazy.
Right, but there was points in his manifesto where I wasn't explicitly like lunatic. I was like, ah, you know, but yeah, I mean, you got to take the bad with the good in that case, and the bad outweighs it. So,
yeah,
that's also it's also how that stuff can work sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one interesting thing about the guy, I mean, he went to Harvard at 16. Like, obviously, he's, you know, very bright, and he, you know, he studied math, and he's just like, I feel like the smarter people are, sometimes they can see around corners. You know, like Bill Gates put out that book in like the late 90s, like basically predicting all of the internet. And it's like, you know, for better or for worse, I don't agree with his methods, but he did sort of see some things that were coming. And of course, that's all layered over with his, you know, personal prejudices and things that happened in his life where he was sort of, you know, rejected by women and stuff. But as from the technological or societal side, he did have some interesting commentary. That being said, I can't say I'm a fan.
Same.
Of the Unabomber? I think that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, people are like fanboy. Like, I just want to be like, you know, I'm not a fanboy, but I think it's okay to not, you know, we don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Even if he had some ideas that are relevant and seemingly prescient now, you know, obviously I just don't agree with his methods weren't effective. Yeah. One, and two, they were horrific, you know, so pretty messed up individual, but you know, not all his fault.
I will say on the technology front though, like a lot of stuff is made for convenience. And this is a far stretch, but Mike had a good list today of like stuff from the last two decades, like not technology, but just kind of household stuff we don't use anymore. And one of them was the electric can opener. And it's like, Yeah, when I grew up, my mom, my aunts, everybody used those electric can openers. And it's like, it was made for convenience. It was like a higher tech thing, but like, it wasn't like we all agreed, but somewhere along the way in the last 20 years, we're like, let's just use a regular can opener.
Yeah. Let's go manual. Dude, you're right.
Yeah. So I think there will be some pullback too. I mean, you look at a lot of people now that don't even have any social media.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, there is. And actually, you know, I met this is such a wild drop. It feels like I don't know, whatever, take it for what it is. But I was chatting with this guy who is a club and event promoter, and we were going to exchange information, and homeboy pulls out a flip phone, T9, no apps.
Nice.
Like, it can't even have apps. And I was like, damn. And he's probably 26, you know, like young, cool, tattooed. And I was just like, right. Damn, bro. All right. So the pendulum could swing back, Ted. Could swing back. He may be early.
Yeah. That one, just when Mike said that today, I don't know, it just kind of hit me. I was like, yeah. That's true. That seemed like the height of convenience of technology, but people just stop using the electric can opener.
Yeah. And, you know, there are obviously a lot of benefits. I mean, Uber comes to mind right off the top. is just so convenient. And they're we always laugh. They're testing those ghost cars all around our neighborhood. We saw like 9 of them last night when we went out for a quick drive. And like those things are pretty crazy, man. Just the driverless cars. And I mean, that's going to be wild, too. Apparently, people are having sex in them. So they're like having some issues.
I read that story.
Cool. Yeah. So that's my neighborhood.
Well, I think that's in San Fran, people, because they already use them. People have been hooking up in them. And it's like, well, what do you expect? I mean, I don't know about you guys. In my 20s, I definitely hooked up in the back of a cab before. I mean, we didn't have sex, but like, yeah. So I mean, that's what younger people do on a night out. Like,
well, especially without the driver. So that's what my girl was asking. It's like, are there going to be like basically vans that are just roaming hotel rooms for sex?
Oh, I feel like she took that a step further, but I mean, I like it.
Well, because the thing is, with no driver, you don't even really need the seat configuration that every modern car has. I mean, it could just be like an apartment, you know? Like, I mean, granted, there's like crashes and stuff, but like crashes are going to become less and less with these things, too.
I still wouldn't feel safe just laying in the back of a van that's being, even if it's just being driven
Ted,
by
this
somebody.
Is preposterous. I've seen you in like an RV just walking around drinking beers while on the road. This is preposterous.
I sat at the table with a seatbelt on.
But maybe it was me. Maybe I was acting out, dude. I don't know, but
safety wise, they just wouldn't let it fly because you'd have to have car seats. Like just car seats for people to sit in.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it does not having to have the driver up there. It does change how you can do some of the sort of car crumpling technology and stuff. I mean, it may really change the game in terms of crash test safety and stuff, too, because you really once you can configure things differently. Well, I don't know. I mean, you're still getting front side impacts. Yeah, tough to say. I don't think we're the guys to solve this.
I was just thinking about. Yeah, no, we're not.
I still live
died like that and they like have to discover the car, like they open it up and you're just dead in a 69.
That would be the best.
You're
no one knows how they're gonna die, but if I could pick that, I would.
Oh my god, dude. Ted, I'm sorry to interrupt. I know how much of this story can I even say. I really have to obscure it. A prominent Seattle, a name that everyone would know in Seattle, died in his early 70s, and the story that went out was that he died of a heart attack. The part they didn't tell you is that he did die of a heart attack, but he was having sex in a hot tub with a 22-year-old. It's like people heard that and they were horrified. I was like, god damn, good for him, man.
Yeah,
just I mean, grip and rip it, buddy. Early 70s, like, go for it, fella. I really wish I could say who it was. Ted, I'll tell you guys off cast.
Put in the chat.
Okay, yeah. I will.
Yeah, well, it's like what was I gonna say? We were having a discussion last week on the men's room, and like the poll question was something about like you get bitten by this spider and like something happens or this or that. And it's like, or get attacked by like a shark or a bear. It's like, oh, I'm taking the bear attack. Same way. It's like, you know, like, oh yeah, Ted Smith died in his late 70s because of this or that. And it's like, well, he died early in his 50s, but he got attacked and mauled by a bear, dude. Like, it's a much better story.
Yeah. Yeah. Bears and sharks, like anything that's like noteworthy, I'm down for. And a lot of those, unfortunately, mean it's a little bit younger than you might have planned. But selfishly, you know, that's your guys' problem, for example.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
You guys see that?
Yes.
Yeah. So next time you see that brand, now you know.
Oh, I'm going to crack a huge smile. I'm just like, nice.
Yeah, it's we have a mutual acquaintance, and he told me that. I was just like, good for you.
Love it.
It's so hard it's hard to tell a story without any details.
Well done.
Especially when I'm proud of him. I'm just like, you know what? Somebody needs to put it out there.
Everyone listening is like, that story sucks, but you showed us the name in the chat. And I'm like, you did great, Cobb. That was A+. You danced on that perfectly.
And they wouldn't know the name, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're so secretive today, boys.
I know.
You know what's funny too, and this is gonna sound bad, but like Sunday we had an event for the men's room, right? We had it over at Mike's Chili out back in the Chili Bowl, as they call it. So great event, like perfect weather, right? Like low 80s, sunny outside, and there's a lot of people there and whatever. And you know me, I'm always walking around chatting everybody up, having a couple crispy boys, maybe a couple jello shots, doing my thing. It's funny, like once in a while I'll start talking to somebody and like, you know, like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, then like some people are like, oh yeah, by the way, LARP on, and I'm like, no shit, you actually listen to the podcast too? I'm just like, I gotta stop having that reaction, just like, oh, you know what, let me buy you a beer.
I know, despite there being thousands of listeners, it is always shocking.
Right. I'm just like,
I love it. Hey. Well, so I used to be like just a big KISW fan, as we've talked about before. And like, I went to some of those events just as a rando, you know, and it was like, God, how do I stand out to Ted? How do I meet, you know, and it's like, now we're part of how people stand out to Ted at those events. They go up and they use our dumb hashtag LARP on, and you know, right. I mean, Ted's like, yeah, what's up, dude? Like, I wish I had a LARP on back in the day.
Yeah. And it just makes me feel good. Like, oh, you press those extra two buttons to listen to this one. Like, I respect that.
Yeah. That it's not rad. Just on when you get in the car.
Yeah. I feel like what always shocks me is when someone emails us and they're like, I've been listening for 9 years and this is the first time I've reached out. And I'm like, bro, what the f-? Sorry to swear. It's like, isn't that so wild? You know, I don't know. Podcasts are weird in that way, like the parasocial relationship. Like, I listen to a couple podcasts, and like, if I ever saw the founders of the mic, I feel like I would. It's hard because you like know them, but you also don't, you know? It's like a very bizarre relationship that hasn't existed previously in human history.
Oh yeah, like, I mean, I'm pretty cool about stuff, but like, I don't know, if I saw like Big Cat, if I was in a bar and Big Cat from Barstool was there, like, I would probably fuck up and like fanboy, because like, he's just like, he's my guy on that, on all the Barstool. Like, I love Big Cat, like, he seems the most reasonable and this and that. Like, I don't know him, but you're right, I've built up this relationship between me and him because I've consumed so much of his media.
Yeah, right.
I wish that would happen in Seattle, and then someone comes up to you and does the same thing to you right in front of him. And then he's like, this guy's got fanboys, and he's fanboying on me. Like, yeah, dude, that's how it works around here. 2023, keep up. Like,
All right, guys, we used to get in a lot of trouble because we talked too much food. And do you remember the two foods we talked about the most?
Probably pizza and burgers.
Yeah.
Oh. Donuts. Donuts. A lot of donuts.
Thank you. We used to talk a lot about donuts and apples, but donuts for sure.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks ago, I got up early on a Saturday, was already pre-registered, went over to Magnuson Park for the Lard Butt 1K.
What is that?
Well, it's a 1K. You sign up. The first wave starts at 9:30. Beer garden opens at 8:30. And like, you get your number, get your t-shirt and stuff. Then like, they had like mimosas and like a beer truck. And then the first wave is for, it's like, if you have the audacity to run. Like, we didn't run, but we were like, well, let's just go on the first wave. So like, a bunch of people just line up and boo you. Show offs. I mean, it was awesome. There's a lot of costumes and stuff. But right, and 1K is like 0.06 or something. Like, it's or 0.6. Like, it's super small. So there's three stops, but instead of them being water stations, it was Krispy Kreme, boys.
Let's go.
Three stops.
Wow, pounding Krispy Kremes and running. Damn, that's tough.
Well, nobody really ran though. That's what I'm saying. We were just walking it, and just, you stop and get a donut. It's like, should we stop? I was like, yeah, we should stop and get a donut.
Definitely stop. Nice. Who'd you do it with?
I did it with like my buddy Phil, his friend Max, and then our other friend Kim. And then
that sounds fun.
It honestly, I was not too sure about it, and it was the Saturday of Seafair, so I was like, dude, like, we got a long day ahead of us. And he's like, and I guess it started in Missoula, Montana. And he's like, I've always wanted to do it. Let's just go check it out. And honestly, it was a lot more fun than I thought it was going to be. And it's crazy, too, is there's like, if you're 250 or above, you get to go on the Legends wave. And then, like, so there's obviously some people there that like don't run 5Ks or whatever, right? Which, cool. It's just for everybody to hang out. But then also, there's people there who are dressed to the nines and you can tell run a lot, and they just have like a whole line of bullshit with them. It's like, I was talking to one dude and he's got on like a 10K shirt, like he's got the compression socks, all this, and he's just eating a donut. And I was like, how's your time? And he's like, not good. Like, I think I tweaked a hammy over there on turn four.
So, like, that's awesome.
Everybody like plays along into like this joke, but it's like nobody acknowledges it's a joke. It's like, it's dead serious. We got to line up. It's a race.
Yeah,
like,
get it done. Yeah, that's rad.
It was pretty awesome.
Dude, you were on one for all of Seafarers. Those photos you were sending, I was just like, oh my God. Man. Like, Ted's put on a clinic out there.
I know. It was funny because that thread, what was that, Friday night? I was like, hey, boys, just a heads up, I'm going to blow up this thread all weekend. Dude, I'm telling you, I was on one. Did the lard butt, popped into a bar, ran into the Seafarer Pirates. We're friends now. Then went down to South Lake Union, got on an Argosy boat to go watch the Angels.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, did all that, then hopped in an Uber from South Lake Union, went down to Burien to watch the Jake Paul fight at a buddy's house, partied way too hard, got up at like freaking 3:45 to watch the end of that USA World Cup match that they end up losing in PKs, go back to sleep for a couple hours, wake up at 9 a.m., cold brew coffee, shower up, and then I go down to Boeing Field. Because I'm going to be in the plane with the Army Golden Knights, the parachute team.
That's wild. Ooh. That's so dope.
It was unreal. So, like, we get there, and, like, I was kind of nervous, but I'm still kind of hungover. But they sit us on the plane, and they're like, listen, when you get, because there's, like, two rows of regular seats and then the jump seats. So they put us through, like, a 20-minute thing, and they're dead serious about how quickly we're going to be going up and coming down, and like, do not touch your seatbelt. Like, if you need help, wave. Like, once we strap you into that jump seat, like, do not mess with anything. So we're like, all right,
yeah,
so
now you will fall out of the back of this plane.
Yeah, right. My one buddy goes, why were they so serious? I was like, because there's a fucking open door on this plane. That's why they're serious. We go through all the stuff, and you know, Saturday on that Argosy boat, I was telling anybody that would listen, hey, tomorrow when you see the plane, just know I'm in there.
Yeah, think of me.
And the idea, right, of doing an aerial loop around Seafarer, I'm like, this is going to be amazing. So they do the talk. Now the pit of my stomach is starting to rumble. I'm getting kind of nervous. So it's nice. Mike and I. Then they did like a walkthrough, right? As I usually they do this in front of more people, but like, they do like the announcements, and then they did a walkthrough, which was really cool. It's like watching like a pro football team or like a basketball team just do like a walkthrough. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was on the ground. So now we're hyped. We're getting ready. One of the guys, Ryan, grew up in Tacoma. He knew the show. I was like, this is great. And then the guys comes over and they're like, sorry, fellas, it's too cloudy. We're not jumping today. I was like, oh, what? You're killing me.
God. That's wow.
Damn.
That's like just you. They edged you, man. They brought you right there, and then just maybe next year.
Yeah, exactly.
That's tough, dude.
Damn.
How did you? I mean, were you nervous in that moment, and then it was a relief, or you were nervous, but then you were disappointed?
I was nervous and disappointed.
Yeah, it does sound pretty epic to get up there, honestly. Lifetime achievement for sure.
And part of it was kind of scary, right? Is they're like, your stomach, you'll feel a drop in your stomach. They're like, the main thing is your ears. As we're gaining elevation, right, like right off the deck or whatever they said, they're like, your ears might feel like they're going to explode. Just wave your hand and we'll try to level it off. So like at that point, in my head, I'm like, oh, S. Like, yeah, I better not
puke. This is not a commercial flight, boys. We're going straight up.
It's a little more serious than I expected, but at this point we're like hyping ourselves up, and then they're like, we're not gonna jump. I was like, god damn it, like, why am I even here now?
Yeah, now I'm just standing on a tarmac for the last hour for no reason. That's awesome, dude. I don't know why that story just tickles me. Like, just thinking of you out there just like sweating because you're nervous and just standing on a piece of asphalt.
I mean, that's literally what it was. Just like, you got to be kidding. Like,
plus, that was kind of your plans for the day. So it's like, what are you going to go do now? You know?
Oh. In true Ted Smith fashion. Like, and I mean, look, they couldn't have been nicer. We filled out some paperwork. I think next summer, Mike and I might actually, they're like, oh, we can take you out the day before for a tandem jump and you can actually jump. We were like, whoa. No kidding. So like, we're talking about all that. So like, I was like, all right, we should go. But again, Ted Smith fashion, we get back to Mike's car and I go, you still got your cooler in here from last night? He's like, yeah, why? And I'm like, my nerves are still running. Like, let's tailgate a beer outside the parking lot. So we had a White Claw and then, just kind of called it a day. Because we were, honestly, our adrenaline was still pumping. Like, just being on the plane and listening to how serious it was, we were still pretty fired up.
Oh, yeah. I bet, dude. I'd be hyped. Jesus.
Also, for the record, those guys are 0-2 for me. The last time I went, I was going to see them jump was the 05 Army Navy game. Again, it was cloudy. They didn't jump. So, like, when I told my brother, he was kind of giving me crap. He was like, ask him why they didn't jump, or is it going to be too cloudy? So, when I called him on Sunday, he's like, how was it? I go, it happened again. He's like, no. And I'm like, yeah, they have a vendetta against the Smith boys.
Oh man,
that's brutal, man. That's brutal. I did see your nephew got dropped off at college. That's pretty exciting.
Hotty toddy.
Speaking of Smith boys,
hey, he's down there at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure if you wanted to say, that's why I didn't say it. But yeah, dude, I think that makes you and I Ole Miss fans now, bro.
Yeah, well, trust me, I've been talking about it a lot. I'm like, dude, have fun. Like, I'm pretty sure he's joining a fraternity. I'm just like, just make it through this year, all right? Because next year, Uncle Ted's coming down, and I want a tailgate in the Grove. I want a good spot.
Don't get kicked out. Make some friends. Get us a spot. That's right.
This isn't just for you, CJ. This is for your dad and your uncle and Will.
Yeah, it's not about you, CJ. Just get a C-. Jesus. That's awesome, dude. I love that. Yeah, I'm pumped for him.
No, he's gonna have a good time down there, and you know, that's a pretty massive university, so I'm like, he should enjoy it down there. And I should call our other friend that lived down there for a couple of years.
Oh yeah, that's a good call.
I just as I'm looking at your face, I was like, why haven't I mentioned that to him?
Yeah, that would be some good intel.
Let's see. All right, before we take a break, has anybody watched the Johnny Manziel show on Netflix?
Oh my God, dude. Yes. I wanted to bring it up and I was like, no, don't bring up like niche stuff that only you're into. Yes.
Matt?
I have not yet. You can talk about it though.
All right. You know the Johnny Manziel story.
Yes.
Now, I'm a bit of a crazy person because I remember that story very well. And when he beat Oklahoma, this is going to blow your mind, Cobb. You were with me because we had spent the day with two other friends, kind of adventuring, if you will. And we had something to do that night, but one of our friends was not 21. So we were at the old Dad Watson's and I kept getting up from the table to go look at that score. So like, that's how big of that game was when A&M beat Alabama. Like I was telling somebody, I was like, yeah, I remember exactly who I was sitting with, what we were doing, blah, blah, blah.
Wow. At the old Dad Watson's, that's a throwback too.
Right? I think, what was he going to say? I think it was George that was with us. Wasn't 21 yet.
Yeah.
That guy's probably 30 now. But I like the Manziel show. I guess my big issue, though, is like, it didn't really wrap up well. Like, is Johnny okay? Or like, is Netflix just using him now for attention? Like,
oh, no.
It was a weird ending. They didn't really give us anything. It felt unfinished.
Correct. And it's
wait,
like,
is it a series?
Nah, well, Untold is a series on Netflix, but each one is just like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, because I've noticed, God, not to be a hater, I've noticed that they they keep taking what would be a documentary, like an hour and a half documentary, and now they're stretching it into like 3 1-hour episodes. And so it's like, oh, maybe they're going to like release another episode for us. Yeah, you're right. It did kind of like ramp you up and then like just had no, like it had like the rising action and then it just kind of stopped.
Yeah. And it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, is he okay? Like, I don't know. Like, he's obviously drinking and smoking weed, but I'm like, not my place to tell him not to do that. But it's like, I don't know. He talked about having a $5 million bender on cocaine and pills. So I'm maybe I'm just used to like, generally, I feel like by the time you make these shows, there's more of a kind of ending to it. Like, oh, he's doing great and this and that. And it's kind of was like, yeah, don't mess with Johnny. Like, he's still going through stuff. I was like, well, this is kind of sad, I thought, frankly.
Yeah, it felt a little premature, the doc, and it does feel like he's going through something. But I will say he was a great interviewer, and they did a good job of just showing you, like, I mean, the hype was unbelievable, especially in a small college town like that, to win the Heisman Trophy as a freshman. I mean, that is ludicrous. Like, I can't even imagine. And honestly, I can't pass judgment on him either. Like, who knows what the hell any of us three idiots would have done in that situation. Ooh. Crazy moves. We'd have made ridiculous moves.
Look, I agree with you. I think one thing that's tougher for like athletes, though, as opposed to like musicians, is like musicians at a certain point, like, I don't know, you're all messed up. You make a terrible record or two, you could still come back and make another one. Like, he's not going to play football again. And it's like he just lost his entrance into all those worlds. Like, it's never lost on me, a much lower level, but there's a lot of things like places I can go and stuff in this city. But I know damn well if I wasn't on the men's room or if it ended tomorrow, like those door people aren't going to be as friendly.
Right? Yeah.
Like, so it's like you got to keep kind of your in. And it seemed like, I don't know. I mean, he just flamed out so quick.
Yeah, I got lost in the sauce. And honestly, it sounds like he didn't get much of the money either. You know, he was getting big contracts offered to him. So like, you know, the lifestyle is going to be different too. I mean, how old is he now? Is it like way too late for him to mount any sort of, I know he's untouchable, but any, like, I don't know. How old is Johnny Manziel? Do you know?
Can he go to the XFL?
Yeah. I mean, people would watch. He's 30.
He's 30. So, I mean, he's not that old, but I doubt a league would hire him. Like, right. They didn't even acknowledge.
He was 26, you know, maybe.
That they didn't even acknowledge what happened in Canada, right? Because I remember he signed a contract to play in the CFL and then just like a week later was like, ah, he got released. So like there was like, I know enough about Johnny Manziel. There was a few things where I'm kind of like, I wish we had answered that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That, I mean, the documentary, I will say, was fun though. You know what I mean? Like, it was fun just watching the rise and how crazy it got, like beating Alabama in Tuscaloosa. Wild.
Yeah. And Matt, literally, Cliff Kingsbury, right, who coached at Texas Tech, then Arizona and the NFL, like, he's the offensive coordinator. And he tells some story about like his third start, like Manziel's out the night before, like partying, shows up hungover on Saturday. And he's like, listen, we're going to play you, but you better play your ass off. And he just goes out there and dominates. And like, it was kind of weird seeing the coach, you know, his offensive coordinator just being like, yeah, I couldn't really say much to him after that. Cause you know, he went out and threw 6 tutties and like ran for one. What am I going to tell him? Don't go out on Friday nights.
Yeah. It's like, maybe you keep doing you, Doc.
Yeah. And it's a prime example of like, they were making so many millions of dollars off him. Like, well, the university's not going to tell him to calm down. Like, as long as he doesn't like, you know, hurt somebody or something, like, I, you know, like, there's so much money flowing in from the kid, like, nobody's gonna tell him no.
Dude, I will say this, like, I don't know that he's doing great now, but I will say in his interviews, you know, he seemed pretty sharp and with it and self-reflective, and I actually think he's gonna be okay. I don't know, maybe we have seen the last of him, but I think life-wise, oh, I don't know. I mean, people like that do kind of self-destruct. Yeah, tough to say, but he seemed like a nice person to just deal with, you know, like he didn't seem like he was like super, I don't know, super ego driven.
I still kind of wish they tie up the loose ends on why he doesn't talk to his buddy anymore that helped him out the whole time. It's like his best friend. Yeah, but Matt.
That was
like,
weird.
Yeah, and then they just ends with, yeah, so that was the last time I talked to him. We've never spoken since. It's like, God damn. Like, the dude was basically your manager in college, like, came up
and
with all these
friend.
Yeah, came up with all these schemes to get you paid. Like, you were the two guys, and then he's just like, nope, I'm done.
I know. That is
God, wild, man. Yeah.
Yeah, wild he's, doc. Fun ride, though.
He'll always, like, maybe not always, but for a while, he'll have some shot at redemption, you know, where he's at 30, he'll still have a second act, whether it's in or out of football, that he could, you know, he could be like Shaq. He could become a DJ. I could see that. Or something where his notoriety will still carry over into a future endeavor, because it was just, he was such a big deal. Like, I don't even really follow college football that much, but I heard about him nonstop. And I think
DJ
he'll just.
Diesel.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I love awesome. Johnny Football.
I've been loving Shaq's blow up.
I was going to say, and with Manziel, like, I just don't think people understand, like, I was one of those people. Like, I didn't care about Texas A&M football, but it was like, when he was there, it's like, you got to watch the games. He's the most exciting player in college football. I will also say, in Manziel's defense, his style of play, well, I shouldn't say that. He could have been a better quarterback in the NFL. Like, Tebow never had the arm, and I think Tebow's one of the greatest quarterbacks in college of all time, but you could tell he wasn't going to be a good NFL quarterback. Manziel did have a rocket arm, so I'm not going to make that excuse. Like, just, you got to study some. The NFL, those guys are just all that fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. And they're all fast, and they're all big, and they're all strong, and they all really want to win. It looks like right now he's running a bar, hosts a podcast, and appears occasionally on TV shows, and still plays football with the fan-controlled Zappers.
Yeah, I mean, look, Johnny Manziel, like, there's got to be a huge swath of Texas where he'll never have to pay for a drink or a meal again.
Oh, yeah. And his hometown is, like, located directly between Dallas, Houston, and Austin. So I think all three of those towns are probably on his side.
I also, that was one of the high, and don't get me wrong, I love the show. Like, I'm obsessed with all that stuff. And before we break, I'll leave you with this. I did love the fact that, like, his entire life, Matt, all he wants to do is play for the University of Texas. And then he's like, they never sent me much more than like a couple like standard recruiting letters. So he's like, I'll go next door to like one of your biggest rivals, A&M, and just give you the business.
Love that.
I love that.
Love vengeance.
Yeah, right. I'm like, get him, Johnny.
Yeah. That's awesome.
All right, well, let's take a break here and we'll come back with some emails. What's Madden in the Cop topic?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, welcome back. Thank you to all our sponsors out there. I don't know if I have any other sponsors to plug this week. I don't think I do. All right, Mr. Cobb, do we have some emails?
We do, yeah. Somehow, what? Oh, okay. Pie flavor. Hey, gents, I feel like certain pies are better in different seasons, but if I had to choose only one, I'm going to pick strawberry rhubarb. Then, if you want to get a little fancy, my grandma used to also add some fresh peaches to the mix. Shout out to Snohomish Pie Company. If you've never tried one, check out one of their spots. Tony Bologna.
In.
Yeah, I haven't tried. I'm going to tell my buddy who lives up there. I've been to the place over in over in the valley, just south of Duval. Ted, where we went to that festival.
Carnation.
Yeah, there's a good pie spot over there, Reminger Farms.
You know what's funny? Sat Sunday at the men's room event. I was talking to this couple and they were like, I was like, where are you from? And they are like, it's a little town kind of in between Carnation and Duval. You probably don't know it. I said, you think I've never had my feet in the old Tolt River? And they were like, what? And I was like, oh, yeah, I know it well.
That's awesome. Top topic, pie. To the greatest podcast in all the land. My favorite pie is banana cream pie. Runner-up, apple pie. Peace out, gents. Riker.
I mean, you can't argue with either of those. Solid.
Yeah. Favorite pie. This one, and just he led off with, greetings, all the land.
All the land.
I have a story and two answers to the question about best pie. The story comes to me from my grandfather, who served in the U.S. Navy during and after World War II. Given how young I was when I heard this story and how much time has passed since he told it to me, the whole story may be, oh man, I don't know how to say this word, bro. That's a $10 word. apocryphal. Apocryphal, I think is how you pronounce it. But like, and full of errors. Like, I think cryptic is what okay. That sums that up, but I don't know. Apocryphal. Yeah, I've never seen that word before. I've heard it, but okay. Anyways, the story goes that a friend of my grandfather was a pilot based on a U.S. aircraft carrier. He comes in from a patrol or mission late at night and goes to the mess hall to get food. The only food left are a few plates with single slices of pie. He sits down and starts to tuck into his well-deserved pie. After only a couple of bites, the ship comes under attack. Alarms are blaring. Instead of going straight to his muster station, he chooses to finish his pie. Meanwhile, the other pilots all assemble in their muster station, and we're all killed by a bomb, shell, or some other explosion. So my grandfather's friend's life was saved because he finished his pie. I can still clearly picture my grandfather slowly eating his pie at any family gathering, and he always finished it. So my first answer, the best pie in the world is whatever pie you're eating right now. My second answer, I will straight up murder strawberry rhubarb pie. Even better, throw some vanilla ice cream on the side. Cheers, boys. August.
Wow.
I mean, that's a pretty good story. That's
great
fair.
Story. Yeah.
Plus, greetings. You have to imagine, it's just like, as he's going through it in his head, he's just like, God damn it, not again. Like, I'm finishing this piece of pie.
Yeah, he's like, dude, it's such a man moment. You're right. He's like, I just got done. Like, God, not today. Like, I'm sick of these bullshit warnings. Like, no, I'm finishing the pie. Like, especially with the military controlling so much of your life, like, that was his, like, flag in the sand. Your line in the sand, you know? Yeah. God, that is funny. It's funny because it's relatable. Like, I could totally see you being like, no, like, I'm finishing this goddamn pie. I deserve this.
Dude, it was like a year ago, or I don't know, maybe 2 years ago. Like, me and this girl were dating. I mean, don't know, we were going out for like 3 months or whatever, right? And like, I could kind of tell, like, she wasn't very responsive, like, see how this is going. So she's like, Friday night comes over, like, I was like, yeah, I'll make dinner or whatever. And like, we have this talk. It's not super fun, you know. Well, you know, I still want to be friends or whatever. And I was like, yeah, like, I'm not, you know. And it's that whole like, so we're not going to have sex. We're not going to be friends. Like, well, we didn't meet as friends. We met on a date. So we go back and forth for like 15 minutes. And she's like, well, I guess that, you know, I guess that's it. And I'm like, well, might as well eat. I've already cooked dinner. Before you drive home hungry and upset. And she's like, she's like, what? I'm like, you might as well eat dinner. And then, like, that's what it reminds me of. I just sat there, I was like, I'm gonna enjoy this goddamn pork tenderloin I made.
That's awesome, dude. That's such a Ted move. That's so funny. Greetings to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
I don't have much to say, but I do have a favorite pie. The hyper-specific one is the Earl Grey blueberry pie my wife made recently. Delicious wow. Blueberries with Earl Grey tea in the crust with a reduced tea glaze on the outside. Incredible. For a non-specific answer, I'd take the standard blackberry. That said, I love every type of pie. I'll usually pass on pumpkin, but even that is pretty all right. Cheers, Chris.
I don't know that I've had blackberry pie. I've had it as a cobbler, which was delicious.
Yeah, cobbler, I think that's too.
I think I've had it with vanilla ice cream. A lot of pie goes a lot better with vanilla ice cream, especially those fruit ones. A lot of strawberry rhubarbs tonight. Yeah, know, berry pies are getting love.
Yeah, strawberry rhubarb getting a lot of love. I should also mention they're not pies. Like, they might sell pies. But if you're ever in Anacortes, there's a store called The Store. That bakery makes the best muffins you'll ever have in your life. But I know they have strawberry rhubarb muffins.
Mm.
Ooh.
I love little hitters like that.
Oh, that place is so good, dude. I've been talking about it for years. Just stumbled upon it once on a trip with a girl just randomly. And I'm like, it might be the best muffin I've ever had in my life. And they're monsters. They're huge.
Evening, gents. I'm a longtime fan of Mr. Smith, but new to this podcast, so I thought I'd throw my two cents in on this topic. This is probably a controversial opinion, but I absolutely love rhubarb pie. And I'm not talking about that crap watered down with strawberries. I'm talking about pure, unadulterated rhubarb. I could eat it any time of year and specifically request it in lieu of cake for my birthday. Thanks for the quality content, boys. Keep it up. P.S. Ted, I recently moved to Columbia, Missouri, and I was wondering, when are you going to make it out to see Mizzou in the stadium in your tour of college football, Eric?
You know, Mizzou was not on the list, but I spent a lot of time with a buddy who's a big Mizzou fan, our buddy Brett. So, like, it could end up on the list. Missouri, yeah. I have not spent a lot of time in Missouri. I mean, I've been to St. Louis.
Ted, this might take you back. I don't know if you know off the top of your head, but what is your theory about women loving Arby's?
That they just love it. I don't know why. I've dated two different girls that were like, I hate fast food. I never eat fast food. I'm like, but I'll go eat at Arby's. And like, I brought it up on the men's room years ago, and like, people just started emailing in like, dude, you're right. My girlfriend won't eat McDonald's, Burger King, anything, but she'll like Arby's.
Arby's? That seems like the lowest, cheapest of the whole food. I mean, of the fast foods.
You think? I think of Arby's being kind of fancy and expensive.
Oh, I think of Arby's as being like the most like just ratchet fringe meat I could imagine. Like, that meat looks like it was scraped out from under the like cooktop of another restaurant after they finished.
Dude, it's roast beef, man. It looks like an oil spill.
I love beef and cheddar is great.
Honestly, that's the only fast food. That and McDonald's are the only ones that make me sick. I am not an Arby's guy. Hard pass.
Wow. I know. Arby's slander on the cast.
And I love fast food, too. I'm a big fast food guy. Arby's,
You never had a Jamocha shake?
Hell no.
Ooh, that might change your mind.
Honestly, you'd be hard-pressed to even get me to retry Arby's. I feel like I've just had some bad experiences there.
What about just their curly fries?
Honestly, even their fry game, I didn't love the flavor. I felt it was weak.
This is a personal issue, fries, dude.
Yeah, the curly fries, they sell it frozen in the store.
Does that make them good? I understand that people like them. I mean, Olive Garden is the most popular Italian restaurant in the country. What does that say?
It has more locations.
People love free breadsticks.
They sell more pasta than anybody, you know? People do love that. Dude, those free breadsticks. God, I'm trying so hard not to swear. They hit. What? Go ahead. I was going to say, those free breadsticks fucking hit, baby.
There you go. That's way better. I might edit out the first time you said it.
You're right. They're Boston, man. I mean, they are good.
Ted, you know how to speak to the youth. All right. From the podcast right before Seafair. Ted, I think you're onto something there with your theory about women loving Arby's. I've dated multiple girls that love the place, and I've never understood why. Growing up in Shoreline, there's an Arby's on the corner of 205th and Aurora, and every time I drive by with the girlfriends, they always want to stop in. I personally am in the Jack in the Box fan. Shout out to the Jumbo Jack and two tacos. Hell yeah, dude. This is my guy. How much Jack in the Box was the only thing that was open late in Juanita. So that's what we always hit. I'm an ultimate cheeseburger, or formerly the big cheeseburger, which they took off the menu, and tacos guy. Maybe it's a fancy horsey sauce Arby's has, or yeah, because it's not the traditional burger and they have the meats. I don't know, but the women do love that beef. Love the show. Keep doing what you do. Cheers, Chris in Ballard.
I mean, I'm glad this is how the whole theory started. I just was kind of blown away by like one girl I dated. Like she was dead set against fast food. And then one day she was like, let's stop at Arby's. I was like, thought you hated fast food. Well, Arby's is different. And I was like, I'm not going to pick an argument with you because I like Arby's too. But it just stuck in my head. And then, yeah, it happened with another girl. And I'm like, this has to be a thing. Why Arby's?
That's wild. What's your move at Arby's, Ted? Like, what's your go-to?
Oh, beef and cheddar, large curly fry, Jamocha shake. The classics.
What is a Jamocha shake? That sounds fake.
All right. Give me 2 minutes. You know, I know the history of this. So Arby's, when Arby's starts, right, like burger places are popping up wherever. So their whole thing is we're going to have roast beef, like a different kind of alternative. And it's going to be fresh. We're going to, you know, slice it in the store, this and that. So Arby's is kind of doing okay. I can't remember if they start in like Ohio. It's like somewhere in the Midwest. And then one night, one of the owners comes up with the Jamocha shake, which I think is like, it's got like, it's supposed to be like coffee flavored and chocolate together. And it just is like a whim. They're just trying to figure out something to put on the menu to bring in more people. And it's become like one of their signature items. I mean, I know people that will go there just for that shake.
Man, the Jamocha shake. Nice. Yeah, they're from Ohio. That's wild.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta, by the way, another quick shout out to the Foods That Built America on History Channel on Sunday nights. I'm obsessed with that show.
Dude, have you ever seen, God, I wish I could remember the name now, but we pulled up on YouTube the other day and we were watching, you know, when you were a kid and they would show you like how things were made, like how they make Snickers bars, how they make like Dilly bars, how they make ice cream, whatever. Like, you know, those shows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we pulled up like the old school one from the 90s and watched. They have it on YouTube and it's like 3 minute episodes. Probably watched 40 of those bitches, like just straight up.
Wow.
It's really good, man. I'm with you. I love seeing behind the scenes and how that stuff is made.
Dude,
like
I
watch Hostess Cupcake, DiGiorno Pizza, like whatever.
I watch an hour long show out of Europe, out of England called Inside the Factory. They just take into factories. A lot of them are food. Just like, this is how it's done.
Dude, that is funny with like reality shows and the rise of YouTube, how much they've realized that like people just watch people doing their thing. Like whether it's people doing their job, you know, which are huge on like TikTok, like, oh, watch me at my job. Or like, you know, people just like trying to date or whatever, like just people being people. They're the most interesting thing.
Yeah, it is. I mean, look, I can sit here and make fun of people watching Bachelorette or the Kardashians or this or that. But it's like, look, at the end of the day, part of the reason I love sports so much is it is just reality TV. You don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah, seriously. It is nice being unscripted. That's why I like college too, more than the NFL for me, because I feel like there's a more chaos factor. Like that guy taking that 63-yard field goal is like a 19-year-old who was drinking hard last night in a frat, you know, like anything could happen. His parents are up a game, dude. You know, like his girlfriend is probably making out with some other guy in the stands. Like it's anybody's game. I don't know. It's just wild to me. Like national championships will be on the line. It's just like some, you know, 20-year-old kid. Hola, gents. I saw George Strait in 06 or so. And on the actual ticket, yes, that long ago, it had the name T. Swift on it as the opener. I asked and no one knew who it was. Funny. It was Taylor effing Swift. Who knew?
Wow.
Also, I texted the men's room and I'm the guy who shared a birthday with Saddam Hussein. And also the day Mussolini was executed. Someone balancing the scale, I guess. Also, best quote, grass is greener on the other side. But there's dog on both sides. Some dude on a podcast. Keep up the good work. Love you guys. Keith the OTR guy.
That is a good call.
Words of wisdom.
Speaking of O2R or OT, like there's these new like pre-made cocktails. I think the brand is On the Rocks. Mm. But all the commercials just have like fancy, I think they're otters and like bow ties serving cocktails. Like I haven't bought their product, but I love the commercial. I'm like, oh, look at those fucking fancy otters serving cocktails.
Just getting it done.
Get it, fellas.
That's awesome.
All right, let's check in with what's mattening.
Hey,
right.
What's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out with what's mattening.
All right, last week we were off because it was my girlfriend's birthday. We got a room at one of the really nice resorts here and did a little staycation for a couple nights, had some fancy dinners and just like laid by the pool for a day, day and a half straight. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. It's called the La Quinta Resort. If you go stay there in season, it's not cheap. So if you're, if you're planning to come down when the weather's not 110 degrees, you know, don't say I didn't warn you, but it was great in August. The weather cooperated. We had a poolside suite that we kind of got upgraded to because no one else was there. But there's like 8 poolside suites all by each other around the same pool. So it's not like a private pool, but there's no one in any of the other suites. So it was a private pool and it was awesome. So we had a nice time at the La Quinta Resort. Shout out to them. It's like a legendary place. It's from like the 20s, like the stars before Marilyn Monroe stayed there, like way back in the day. And it's got a lot of cool history, pictures on the wall and stuff. And yeah, we just had a great time. Everything was pretty dialed in because it's, even though it's a slow season, it's a pretty luxurious resort. So we had a good time with that. Thank you for letting me take Tuesday off and not reschedule because we did Tuesday, Wednesday night. So it's just like, well, I guess off this week, boys. Yeah,
well, I had to go watch Brett play in his championship game of intramural beach volleyball.
How'd that go?
Not good. One of their, it's just 4 people, but one of the females had COVID, so she couldn't play. The other team wouldn't let them play with 3 guys, so it was just 3 of them. They still put up a good fight. They only lost. They lost the first game by like 2 points or 3 points.
Oh, man.
Second, it was best 2 out of 3, so it was tough.
Okay. Yeah, that's brutal. I was pulling for them. So then, what was it? Friday night, I went to downtown Palm Springs, and I met up with my buddy. We went to the 420 Bank, and I was wearing my new shirt that I had on the last cast. Cobb, you didn't see it. I have a shirt that in heavy metal writing says, "What the fuck is up, Denny's?" Have you seen that video?
No.
Oh, okay. It's like this like hardcore band. There's like a wild pit going and people are just slammed dancing in the middle of a Denny's. And the lead singer repeatedly asks the crowd, "What's up?" And it culminates with, "What the fuck is up, Denny's?" And it's,
oh yeah, I can see a new metal.
Yeah. It's just my favorite.
Oh, this looks awesome. It's playing so a metal sick. Show in a Denny's.
It's so sick. Yeah, technically it's hardcore, but yeah. Or I don't know. Some idiot will be like, actually, it's not even hardcore. It's whatever core. I don't care. But yeah. So I'm wearing that shirt. You know, it's like kind of death metal-y writing. And you can't get it right away. And then we're walking. We got dinner. We're walking back to the 420 bank at the club next door. Out front, we see a guy who's, I would say, internet infamous, but probably internet famous too. But he's recently even more infamous. His name, do you guys know who Adam 22 is?
I do. Did you have sex with his girlfriend as well?
No. But obviously, like, he that just blew up like two weeks ago.
Oh yeah, the no jumper guy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we see Adam 22 just randomly on the streets of Palm Springs. We keep walking. My friend that I'm with, he used to work for the station, Max. Ted, you remember Max?
Oh yeah, I know Max. Of course.
Yeah. And so
that's a pretty memorable character in the life of right. mine.
Even by KISW standards, he's a little firecracker. Keeps things lively. And so, but he's also the perfect guy to see Adam 22 with, because Max considers him.
He's not letting
legend.
That go.
Yeah. So, yeah. But we keep walking, and I'm like, "That was Adam 22, wasn't it?" He's like, "Dude, definitely. Oh my god, dude!" And then he's like, "Should I go get a picture? Should I go say hi? Try and get a picture?" I was like, just knowing Max, I was like, "You should. Like, if he doesn't know you, but I know you, and you should for sure, dude. I'll take the picture." So we go over there. He says, "What's up?" And then I take the picture, and then Adam 22 is like, "Dude, that's a sick shirt. Do people get that nice. Reference?" I was like, honestly, no. I don't think they do. I don't really care. It's just for me. I think it's hilarious. It's my favorite video. And then he goes, "Can I take a picture of you?" So he takes a picture of me, the guy who just took his picture, and then he posted it to his Instagram story. He's got 1.6 million followers.
That's awesome.
Dude, that's so tight.
Yeah. Yeah. And I looked like a little goober in it, because I was like, he just took it while I was talking, so I have like some mid-word face, like whatever. But it's fine. Yeah, that was a big moment for me. So I was pretty stoked. And yeah, everybody's gonna know him for the recent, you know, video of his wife hooking up with another dude with him not present. But he does a weekly show where him and his wife interview some hot chick from OnlyFans, and then they all have a threesome. Like,
wait, dudes, what is that unrelated to the no jumper? Is that a separate
correct.
Endeavor?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a separate endeavor that he does with his wife.
Oh my God.
But yeah. So yeah, he's a legend in some respects, you know. I don't know all his stories. I'm sure he's more controversial, but that's kind of all I know about him, is that like him and his wife do that show. And then I found out about him from the recent controversy, and but then I learned more about that, and I was like, dude, this guy's kind of awesome. Like, he's had a lot of fun before he's like, yeah, you can go hook up with a guy without me this one time, babe. And yeah,
well, and so, in his defense, they had talked about it forever and stuff, and then he was like, all right, we're actually gonna do this now.
Yeah I mean, I think the scales are, if I get like 100 threesomes, you know, you've earned it, babe. Like, it seems like a pretty fair trade. So yeah, that was wild. Just seeing him, being with Max, and then running into that dude. It was just like the biggest trip. We had fun. And so that was Friday. What, Saturday I got my windows tinted, so that took up most of the day, but was well worth it, because it's hot. It's, you know, it's insane down here. And they do these ceramic tints that actually block the sun's UV rays and keep heat out. Traditional tints don't do that as much. So I had to pay an extra $100 to get the ceramic version, because that's like actually functional down here. But yeah, that was, you know, I just chilled, kind of waited all day. I was just messing around, and yeah, that was a pretty low key day. And then yeah, that was the bulk of it. Adam 22 is definitely the highlight though. Of like, are you kidding me, dude? Like,
that's dope.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. He's like, can I get a picture of your shirt?
Yeah. And so when I went, I looked back at his story earlier in the day. He's like, people keep recognizing me. It's annoying. And then I was like, we recognized him and he wasn't annoyed because of my shirt. Like, yeah, it was.
That is tight.
But yeah, he's basically a meme at this point. So of course he liked my meme shirt.
Dude, it is funny. Like, I bought that shirt that says I love day drinking, just got the heart. So I wore it to the men's room thing on Sunday, but I had worn it last week to that lard butt. I mean, I was like a celebrity. I think I sold 10 of those shirts. It was unreal. And my buddy was even like, Jesus Christ, man. I was like, I know. I wish there was a better story. I'm just like, no, I bought it in Milwaukee. Drink Wisconsinly. And people were like, are you from Milwaukee?
Drink Wisconsinly.
Yeah, are you from Wisconsin? I'm like, no. I mean, I look like I am, but I'm not. But you're right. When somebody, I don't know. It's like somebody compliments like a specific shirt that you got for a reason. It's a nice feeling.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Pew, ba-doo, 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 ba-doo. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
All right, boys. So it'll come as no surprise to you that in Seattle, where I'm from, I always know a guy. And I take great pride in knowing a guy. Somebody yeah. needs something, a last minute ticket hookup, something, you know, legal, illegal, whatever. Like, I just feel like I know a lot of people. I've spent a lot of time in that community. You always got to have a guy. And there's, you know, and I've been the guy. Like, at one point, my friend and attorney called me to like come bring him a spare tire, like a literal spare tire, and put it on his car, like just random. But he was in a suit. He couldn't do it. I was his grease man, you know. So there's just, I don't know. I always really enjoy having a guy for any situation and being the guy for other people if they need it. But so down in Austin, you know, I have a much smaller network. I only know, you know, 10, 20 people. So I don't have a guy, and it's been weighing on me. It's weird when I'm just like, oh, I actually have to go try to find somebody to do this. Like, rather than like, oh yeah, 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 let me call my friend. It'll all be taken care of, on the house. My question for you guys and for the people listening is, if one of your friends had an, I know a guy moment and then called you, what would he be calling you for? Feel free to email us. Literally the word email at thepodcast.com. Yeah, just send in an email if you are known for like being the guy, whether that's like the auto repair guy or just whatever. I don't know. It's always fun, like what people within their community become known for helping with or whatever.
I mean, there was definitely a period where I was help move a couch through an impossible small tiny hallway down three flights of stairs guy.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Ted, don't say that in a negative way. You were pumped to get that call, and I was pumped to have you.
That was an impossible
set of stairs. It's like the literal minimum allowable by law in Washington set of stairs and apartments. Like, that was a super tiny studio. Are they called micro studios? Yeah, it was a micro studio on the top floor. Like, think about it.
Yeah, like, I'm still amazed we got that couch out of there.
Yeah, it was a two section, like two parter too. I mean, like, if I had a bed in that studio, you wouldn't have been able to put the couch in there. That's how small it was. But I built a loft, like wedged between the two walls with pressure, and then put a bed up there and had the couch underneath. It was a dope spot.
I think for me, obviously, people hit me up for tickets, but I think the main thing is just the college football stuff or tailgating. Like, people sometimes will just ask me about random NFL stadiums, and I'll be like, and I'm the right person to ask, because I'll be like, I've never been there. But I know, like, this is kind of the tradition, or this or that, or, you know, some places are just more known for tailgating. So I would say tailgating, because I've even had friends just be like, hey, this is going to sound weird. Like, I'm 30. I've never been to a college tailgate. Like, I'm going to the Husky game. And I'm like, all right, first of all, you got to show up with something to contribute. Like, even if it's just 12 pack of beer and a bag of chips, like, you got to show up with something.
Dude, yeah, that and football mascots, too. I feel like you're the guy for a lot of weird situations, actually.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I have last summer, the first night I was in Montana, like, I'm there with people and I knew everybody there, but I hadn't spent a lot of time with most of the group. And like the one dude, Like, he had never met me before, and he must have Googled, like, the next morning I get up and he's like, yeah, you were right about all three of those things. And I was like, what? He was like, he's like, we had already been drinking. Like, he's like, I thought you were just full of BS. And he's like, I spent the morning Googling everything you told me. And he's like, they're all true. And it was like, oh yeah, man.
That's what I do. I bullshit for a living, my guy. That's rad. How about you, Matt?
Well, these days it seems to be I'm the guy for golf induced low back pain. There's a time where I just get a lot of referrals. I've still got weight loss referrals that I randomly get, like from people in Seattle. So I had some success with that back in the day on the nutrition side of things. And so people need a guy to help them figure out some of this stuff a lot these days. That's the one that like sticks out the most. A couple people, I'm their guy to play a golf course way nicer than they would otherwise be able to play down here as well. Because I can bring one guest at a time. And so every guest
you can just say his name. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
I brought a couple. But now they think of me as like their guy to get them on at the really nice course in town. And
the plug.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one at a time, I can do it. And, you know, the bros that I've been networking with down here are all super chill. So it's like, yeah, dude, I got you. Of course. Let's go. You know, it'll be fun. So that's what it's been lately. But it was definitely a lot of tickets back in the day, for sure. including from people that it was like, that's going to be a hard, fast no, dog.
Yeah, Taylor Swift. I was like, nope, nope. No hookup on Taylor Swift.
Turn my phone off.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right. It's like rock shows. I can try to pull some strings and stuff. But the one that kills me, too, is it's like even if it's like Metallica, like I'd have to put in some work. But if I really knew somebody or wanted to help them out, but like people send you gut wrenching like messages. And I know these people. We're not like personal friends, but like I know them enough to see them at events about people on tough times and this and that. And I'm like, you know, so in my head, I'm like, all right, maybe I could figure this out. And then at the end, it's like in a meet and greet with, you know, Lars. And I'm like, well, I can't do that.
Like, yeah.
I can't get you to meet the band.
That is wild. For me, it's always like random small business advice. It's always somebody who's like thinking about starting something and isn't quite sure what to do. And so that's my go-to 80-90% of the time.
Oh, before we go, let me tell you one quick story that you boys will enjoy about our lawyer friend. There is a bar I frequent, and we have happened to go in there on a couple nights. And you know my stance on bar trivia. Like, it's fun. It's just you got to be quiet and stuff. Boys, bar bingo is my new game.
Bar bingo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, like, you're still having cocktails, you could still chat, but you, like, when the game's on, like, you have to pay attention enough that you don't miss a number.
Yeah, bingo is nice for that. It's like an approachable, accessible game, you know? And you got to be on it, but not too on it. It's like you're not doing a bunch of crazy math and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And when our buddy won, I went crazy. And somebody's like, they're like, did he win a massive prize? I was like, no, he's still got to spin the wheel. But I'm like, we've been here 3 weeks in a row and we haven't won shit. So, and you forget with bingo, everybody's close and almost getting a bingo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Everybody almost got it.
Sneaky intense.
Oh, that's, I mean, look, I get why old people love it. I mean, I'm going to start going to bingo halls.
Yeah. That's awesome. Have you ever seen the Impractical Jokers episode where they make Sal go to the bingo hall and yell out bingo when he doesn't have it?
Oh, man. Those people get pissed.
Oh, God, that would piss people off. Yeah.
There was a girl last week that did it twice. And the second time she went up, I looked at the guy next to me. He's like, she doesn't have it. He's like, what? I was like, she's not paying enough attention. Like, this, hang on. The guy, I'll roll it out as not a good bingo.
Damn. Yeah, that people would be real pissed.
All right. We're off next week. As I said, I will be in Montana.
Hmm.
I'm going to sound like a country song, but like swimming,
fishing, drinking beers out of coolers, cook, firing up grills. And then, yeah, then we'll be back the week after that. And then we might have a couple.
The week after that, I'm at Burning Man.
Are you guys going that early?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it might just be a Matt and Ted one then.
I'll be on the road. Maybe it'll be a call in. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, trying to get a date on when you guys are leaving. Like, I did.
Me too, bro.
It keeps switching.
Yeah. Dude, there's one man switching it, and he might have won that bingo game.
That makes sense. Because originally, yeah, I'm not going to go all through it, but like, yeah, the days he told me he was going, it keeps changing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, for everybody else out there, you know, enjoy the heat in Seattle while we have it. Summer's, we're kind of, you know, we're at April 15th. We're kind of hitting that midway point. So, like, get out there, like, especially if you're in the Northwest. The rest of the country's tired. They're over the heat. Like, hey, you're in the Northwest. Get out there, enjoy some rivers and lakes, and you know, kick the crap out of the end of the summer.
Stick to the ones that you're used to.
I know, dude. I tweeted out a couple weeks ago something about like sharks and orcas. I was like, I'm just gonna stick to rivers and lakes. Did not dawn on me that the TLC saw, and people are just like, I saw what you did there, and I'm like, I was not trying to actually be that funny. I was trying to make a joke about orcas eating people and otters.
I love it.
All right, for MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right. Well, I guess it's about that time.
Pew, 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 pew. Cobb topic.
All right, boys. So it'll come as no surprise to you that in Seattle, where I'm from, I always know a guy, and I take great pride in knowing a guy. Somebody needs something, a last minute ticket hookup, something, you know, legal, illegal, whatever. Like, I just feel like I know a lot of people. I've spent a lot of time in that community. You always got to have a guy. And there's, you know, and I've been the guy. Like, at one point, my friend and attorney called me to, like, come bring him a spare tire. like a literal spare tire, and put it on his car, like just random. But he was in a suit. He couldn't do it. I was his grease man, you know? So there's just, I don't know. I always really enjoy having a guy for any situation and being the guy for other people if they need it. But so down in Austin, you know, I have a much smaller network. I only know, you know, 10, 20 people. So I don't have a guy, and it's been weighing on me. It's weird when I'm just like, oh, I have to go try to find somebody to do this. Like, rather than like, oh, yeah. Let me call my friend. It'll all be taken care of on the house. My question for you guys and for the people listening is, if one of your friends had an I know a guy moment and then called you, what would he be calling you for? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. Just send in an email if you are known for like being the guy, whether that's like the auto repair guy or just whatever. I don't know. It's always fun, like what people within their community become known for helping with or whatever.
I mean, there was definitely a period where I was help move a couch through an impossible small tiny hallway down three flights of stairs guy.
Oh, yeah. Dude, Ted, don't say that in a negative way. You were pumped to get that call, and I was pumped to have you.
That was an
impossible set of stairs. It's like the literal minimum allowable by law in Washington set of stairs and apartments. Like that was a super tiny studio. Are they called micro studios? Yeah, it was a micro studio on the top floor. Like, think about it.
Like, I'm still amazed we got that couch out of there.
Yeah, it was a two section, like two parter too. I had a bed in that studio, you wouldn't have been able to put the couch in there. That's how small it was. But I built a loft, like wedged between the two walls with pressure, and then put a bed up there and had the couch underneath. It was a dope spot.
I think for me, obviously people hit me up for tickets, but I think the main thing is just the college football stuff or tailgating. Like, people sometimes will just ask me about random NFL stadiums, and I'll be like, and it's, I'm the right person to ask, because I'll be like, I've never been there, but I know like this is kind of the tradition or this or that, or, you know, some places are just more known for tailgating. So I would say tailgating, because I've even had friends just be like, hey, this is going to sound weird. Like, I'm 30. I've never been to a college tailgate. Like, I'm going to the Husky game. And I'm like, all right, first of all, you got to show up with something to contribute. Like, even if it's just 12 pack of beer and a bag of chips, like, you got to show up with something.
Dude. Yeah. That and football mascots too. I feel like you're the guy for a lot of weird situations, actually.
Oh, yeah. Trust me. I have last summer, the first night I was in Montana, like, I'm there with people and I knew everybody there, but I hadn't spent a lot of time with most of the group. And like the one dude, like, he had never met me before, and he must have like the next morning I get up and he's like, yeah, you were right about all three of those things. I was like, what? He's like, we had already been drinking. Like, he's like, I thought you were just full of BS. And he's like, I spent the morning Googling everything you told me. And he's like, they're all true. And it was like, oh, yeah, man.
That's what I do. I bullshit for a living, my guy. That's rad. How about you, Matt?
Well, these days, it seems to be I'm the guy for golf-induced low back pain. There's a time where... I just get a lot of referrals. I've still got weight loss referrals that I randomly get, like from people in Seattle. So I had some success with that back in the day on the nutrition side of things. And so people need a guy to help them figure out some of this stuff a lot these days. That's the one that like sticks out the most. A couple people, I'm their guy to play a golf course way nicer than they would otherwise be able to play down here as well. Cause I can bring one guest at a time. And so every guest
you can just say his name. Yeah. Just kidding.
I brought a couple. but now they think of me as like their guy to get them on at the really nice course in town. And
the plug.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one at a time I can do it. And you know, the bros that I've been networking with down here are all super chill, so it's like, yeah, dude, I got you, of course, let's go, you know, it'd be fun. So that's what it's been lately, but it was definitely a lot of tickets back in the day for sure. Like, including from people that it was like, that's gonna be a hard fast no, dog.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, I just like, I was like, nope, no hookup on Taylor Swift.
Turn my phone off.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah, all right. It's like rock shows. I can try to pull some strings and stuff, but the one that kills me too is it's like even if it's like Metallica, like I'd have to put in some work. But if I really knew somebody or wanted to help them out, but like people send you gut wrenching like messages, and I know these people. We're not like personal friends, but like I know them enough to see them at events about people on tough times and this and that, and I'm like. You know, so in my head, I'm like, all right, maybe I could figure this out. And then at the end, it's like in a meet and greet with, you know, Lars. And I'm like, well, I can't do that.
Like, yeah.
I can't get you to meet the band.
That is wild. For me, it's always like random small business advice. It's always somebody who's like thinking about starting something and isn't quite sure what to do. And so that's my go-to 80-90% of the time.
Oh, before we go, let me tell you one quick story that you boys will enjoy about our lawyer friend. There is a bar I frequent, and we have happened to go in there on a couple nights. And you know my stance on bar trivia. Like, it's fun. It's just you got to be quiet and stuff. Boys, bar bingo is my new game.
Bar bingo.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, like, you're still having cocktails, you could still chat, but you, like, when the game's on, like, you have to pay attention enough that you don't miss a number.
Yeah, bingo is nice for that. It's like an approachable, accessible game, you know? And you gotta be on it, but not too on it. It's like, you're not doing a bunch of crazy math and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And when our buddy won, I went crazy. And somebody's like, they're like, did he win a massive prize? I was like, no, he's still got to spin the wheel. But I'm like, we've been here 3 weeks in a row and we haven't won shit. So, and you forget with bingo, everybody's close and almost getting a bingo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Everybody almost got it.
Sneaky intense.
Oh, that's, I mean, look, I get why old people love it. I mean, I'm going to start going to bingo halls.
Yeah. That's awesome. Have you ever seen the Impractical Jokers episode where they make Sal go to the bingo hall and yell out bingo when he doesn't have it?
Oh man. Those people get pissed.
Oh, God, that would piss people off. Yeah.
There was a girl last week that did it twice. And the second time she went up. I looked at the guy next to me. He's like, she doesn't have it. He's like, what? I was like, she's not paying enough attention. Like, this, hang on. The guy, I'll roll it out as not a good bingo.
Damn. Yeah, I bet people would be real pissed.
All right. We're off next week. As I said, I will be in Montana.
Hmm.
I'm going to sound like a country song, but like swimming, fishing, drinking beers out of coolers. Cook, firing up grills. And then, then we'll be back the week after that. And then we might have a couple.
The week after that, I'm at Burning Man.
Are you guys going that early?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it might just be a Matt and Ted one then.
I'll be on the road. Maybe it'll be a call in. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, trying to get a date on when you guys are leaving. Like, I did.
Me too, bro.
It keeps switching.
Yeah, there's one man switching it, and he might have won that bingo game.
That makes sense. Because originally, yeah, I'm not gonna go all through it, but like, yeah,
I know.
The days he told me he was going, it keeps changing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, for everybody else out there, you know, enjoy the heat in Seattle while we have it. Summer's we're at April 15th. We're kind of hitting that midway point. So like, get out there, like, especially if you're in the Northwest, the rest of the country's tired. They're over the heat. Like, hey, you're in the Northwest. Get out there, enjoy some rivers and lakes and, kick the crap out of the end of the summer.
Stick to the ones that you're used to.
I know, dude. I tweeted out a couple weeks ago something about like sharks and orcas. I was like, I'm just going to stick to rivers and lakes. Did not dawn on me that the TLC saw or TLC saw. And people are just like, I saw what you did there. And I'm like, I was not trying to actually be that funny. I was trying to make a joke about orcas eating people and otters.
I love it.
All right. For MCTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.